Section 13. U.S. House, District 4, Democratic Party Candidates. 2-year term. $174,000 salary. There are 4 candidates for the Democratic Party nomination for U.S. House, District 4. 1 answered the questions by the deadline. Melissa Byrd. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? I have worked in politics and advocacy for most of my adult life. I wrote my first piece of legislation when I was getting my master's degree in social work in 2001. I began my career as an advocate for abused and neglected children, moved into advocacy for homeless youth, then worked for the political advocacy organization Equality Utah. As the former lobbyist for Planned Parenthood of Utah, I spent years advocating for legislation focused on reproductive justice and helped advocate for the passage of the ACA. For nearly 3 decades, I have lobbied state and federal elected officials and have built statewide programs focused on teaching community members how to engage in the political process from school boards to the federal government. 2. What are the most important issues for the United States Congress currently, and what would you do to address them? Congress has become woefully out of touch with its constituents. It has become a pay-to-play operation, and if you don't have enough money, your voice doesn't matter. I'm running for Congress to advocate for working people and everyday Oregonians. People cannot wait any longer for action on housing, universal health care, economic development so families can keep a roof over their heads, investments in education, universal child care, paid family leave, minimum wage must be increased to $25 an hour, and we must stop sending weapons to Israel. Like so many people, I was becoming increasingly angry at our representatives' lack of action on policies that benefit real, everyday people. We need leaders who will listen to their communities. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of the federal government? Money must be removed from politics. We have become a government that has more representation for billionaires than for the people. Elected officials need to meet their communities where they are, and that means listening when people tell you what they need. This campaign has created a running list of policies that would make a difference in Oregonians' lives, and I will start introducing those policies on day one. I will represent the people and not corporate donors. I don't even have any corporate donors. The other 3 candidates for U.S. House District 4 did not respond in time for their answers to be in this audio guide. It's possible that they may respond to the vote411.org online voters guide later. They are Daniel B. Ballin, Val Hoyle, and Melvin Smith.